Hi, all you out there in KTWH land. This is Leo. A few days before Christmas, winter arriving soon, just in time for Christmas. Do you believe it? You know, there are things with stronger reputations in this U.S. of A., but not many, besides winter and Christmas and, of course, good old Santa Claus. But there is a very important person whose branding could use some kind of boost. And I've been lucky enough to track her down in a mysterious location, far north of far north. Well, I'd like to welcome to the program Mrs. Santa. Greetings.
Greetings. Merry Christmas.
And the same to you. It is such a pleasure to speak with you at such a busy time of year for your team. I'm thinking I need to know, should I address you by your husband's last name, your maiden name, or is it as a Ms., a Mrs., a Madam, or something else?
Well, you could call me Mrs. Calabash, but that would be wrong. Mrs. Claus is just fine.
Well, I'll try to mind my P's and Q's, and thank you for that. How long have you and dear old St. Nick been a couple?
Well, that's like asking a woman how old she is, dear.
Well, I sure stepped into that one, Mrs. Claus. Thanks for putting up with me. So I've been wondering, Mrs. Claus, were you two an item? You and Santa Claus, or whatever his name was back then, were you an item back in high school?
I was quite an item in high school. That's how he noticed me.
Well, lucky him. Can you straighten something out about just what is your role in this great big Christmas empire?
Not many know this, but I actually run the empire. It's all behind the scenes, of course. But behind every successful man, there's a woman.
Yeah, I guess that's sure the truth. I wonder what's behind every successful reindeer.
A pile of poop.
Oh, wouldn't you know? I really stepped into that one. I should have known. Well, I'm wondering, is it you who answers all of Santa's emails?
Oh, of course, you know how long it takes me to answer email.
Oh,
Santa
boy.
Is a whiz on the computer and answers all his own emails. None of this hunt and peck business. His fingers fairly fly over the keyboard.
Like a crew of reindeer, I suppose. Yeah. And what about...
Exactly.
Yeah. What about snail mail? Is the postal service still delivering that far north, especially what with the ice caps melting? How's that going?
The mail is somewhat slow up here. The snails keep freezing to the trail. And don't get me started on the ice caps. It forces all the salt water our way, and you know snails and salt aren't a good combination.
Well, that's certainly true. Poor snails. Thinking that, you know, we've got this great big empire called Amazon that's so impressive to some people about how they deliver all over the world. I'm just wondering, you have the toughest job, your crew has the toughest job. Is it hard guaranteeing overnight delivery to 7.8 billion people?
7.8 billion people? Oh my, it's a good thing we have that old Christmas magic or a few elves might go postal.
Oh, I don't want that to happen.
I've
been curious because we were talking about, you know, your branding and your reputation, but not many of us know much about how you dress yourself. Do you have a more versatile wardrobe than the big guy? I mean, are all your clothes in red and white?
Red and white are our trademark colors, except for when we're on holiday.
Well, I'd sure like to know where that happens. I am curious. What do you and Santa wear during the dog days of summer? I hope he's got some cut-off shorts or something cool and leisurely when he's trying to keep it cool.
Santa is always cool, young man. I'm sure you've seen pictures of him in flip-flops and a tropical shirt with an inner tube around his belly. He started that fad.
Really? I thought that was Jimmy Buffett. Well, okay. What do you and Santa do about your own gift-giving?
Our gift to each other is the joy we get, making sure all good boys and girls receive something for Christmas. Besides, coal is harder to come by nowadays, don't you know?
Well, I'm just curious. Do you prefer, you know, homemade, handmade items to gift, like, say, knitted socks or baked goods? Or does Santa Or does Santa make some nice gift baskets of his own out of smoked reindeer meat?
Oh, heavens no. We'd have a revolt on our hands and a union strike for sure. Questions like these, and you'll be looking at coal in your stocking, you cheeky monkey.
Yeah, that was kind of rude of me, Mrs. Claus. But I'm still wondering, are there flying restrictions this year from coming from the pole during COVID times?
Santa flies above the COVID radar. Have no fear.
Okay, I'll take your word on that. Does Santa, though, have a themed mask that he will be wearing while he's working? Or does he limit his masking to only when he's indoors? He doesn't really see anyone on his rounds, does he? I'm just wondering, I'm sure he'd mask up if a little child surprised him with a plate of cookies, right?
He does take precautions and has a different mask for every outfit. Fear not if you happen to see a masked man leaving your house with a sackful. Cookies are always a special treat. The man has to keep up his Rubenesque figure somehow. He knows that me being a modern woman doesn't leave much time for baking.
Okay, well, obviously, Christmas is going to be the biggest deal up in Santa world, but I'm wondering, just what does the North Pole crew usually do to celebrate New Year? Or are you folks too pooped for that?
Of course! With all those reindeer, we have plenty of poop.
Too pooped to pop? Do you have any special Christmas message for folks this year, Mrs. Claus? Something maybe to make things bright at the end of the dark year?
Keep the wonderment of childhood in your heart and the Christmas spirit alive all year long. Hope will help us through it, and don't forget to go to bed early so Santa can get home on time for once.
That's good advice. Maybe I'll try to get in bed before 1:30 a.m. then so that I don't surprise the old guy himself. Well, this has been a delight visiting with you, Mrs. Claus. Can we book you for next year, same time, same channel?
We can sure try.
We can try. I guess it was kind of a Christmas miracle that we got a hold of you. I want to wish you and all of yours a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and be well.
Thank you. And that, they tell me, was the real Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Santa. This is Leo for KTWH.